Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Turkey shoots down a Russian warplane. U.S. President Barack Obama and Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan have agreed on the need to de-escalate tensions with Russia and prevent such incidents. The White House says the two leaders spoke by phone and voiced their commitment to develop a transitional political process in Syria, defeat Islamic State forces. The statement also reiterated U.S. support for Turkey's right to defend its airspace. Russian President Vladimir Putin, whose government insists the Russian jet never entered Turkish airspace, accuses Turkey of stabbing Russia in the back. Paris police say they have thwarted a possible terrorist attack. Lisa Bryant reports.
At a news conference Wednesday evening, Paris prosecutor François Molins said the police assault in the Paris suburb of Saint-Denis had neutralized a new terrorist team.
Une nouvelle équipe de terroristes a été neutralisée.
He said all the evidence, their weapons, organization, and determination suggested the assailants were ready to mount a terrorist operation.
Sur place, la conduite des opérations a été rendue
extrêmement said at least two people were killed during the assault. Investigators are still trying to identify them, a job made difficult because of the violence of the operation. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
The U.S. and French leaders are vowing new cooperation to defeat Islamic State militants. U.S. President Barack Obama met with French President François Hollande Tuesday at the White House. Belgium charged a fifth suspect with terrorism offenses related to the attacks in Paris. Authorities issued an international arrest warrant for Mohamed Abrini. Islamic State militants claimed responsibility Tuesday for a suicide bombing at a hotel in Egypt's Sinai Peninsula. A judge, two policemen, and a civilian were killed. This is VOA News. Secretary of State John Kerry has wrapped up talks with Israeli and Palestinian leaders. During his trip to the region, the secretary tried to help diffuse tensions between Palestinians and Israelis amid an increase in violence against Israelis. Pam Dawkins reports.
As he stood shoulder to shoulder with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Secretary of State Kerry said his goal was to push back against what he calls senseless violence and find a way forward to restore calm.
No people anywhere should live with daily violence, with attacks in the streets.
Netanyahu said Israel is fighting forces of terrorism every day.
There can be no peace when we have an onslaught of terror, not here, not anywhere else.
Palestinians have been angered over what they view as Jewish encroachment on a holy site in Jerusalem. Pam Dawkins, Jerusalem.
Canada is extending its deadline for taking in 25,000 Syrian refugees to allow more time for screening and medical examinations. The end of November deadline has now been pushed back to the end of February. Canadian officials still expect to allow 10,000 Syrians to enter the country by the end of the year. Pope Francis begins his first official visit to Africa Wednesday. The pontiff has stops in Kenya, Uganda, and the Central African Republic. It is a trip that human rights advocates hope he will use to press for expanded political rights, religious tolerance, and respect for minorities. At least 12 people were killed in Tunisia's capital Tuesday when an explosion hit a bus carrying members of the country's elite presidential guard. The Interior Ministry says the blast occurred in the center of Tunis. Security and presidential sources said the explosion was an attack, adding it was not immediately clear whether it was a bomb or an explosive fired at the bus. The U.S. economy grew at a slightly faster pace in recent months than first thought. The Commerce Department said Tuesday the world's largest economy advanced 2.1% in the July to September period, up from an initial estimate of 1.5%. The boost came as businesses restocked their goods. The U.S. is witnessing yet another racially charged incident of possible police brutality. The latest incident is in the Midwestern city of Chicago, where police officer Jason Van Dyke has been charged with first-degree murder. Van Dyke is accused of shooting black teenager Laquan McDonald to death after McDonald was allegedly spotted behaving erratically. The shooting occurred in 2014. A local newspaper quotes police officials as saying the youngster had drugs in his system and had refused orders to drop a knife he was holding, but a video shows the officer shooting McDonald 16 times, with many of those shots coming after McDonald was on the ground.
That's the latest world news from VOA.